Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So we had been discussing chapter 2, Samkhya Yoga, Yoga of Knowledge. And so far we have learned that this body is mortal and it can be destroyed in many different ways. You know, it can be slain, it can be burned, it can be drowned, it can be dried out. But the self in it, the indweller in the body, is indestructible. That's basically the gist of everything we have discussed so far. So it says, one who sees that this mortal body to be the self is confused. Therefore, the grieving over somebody's death, Bhagavan said, is futile. Because you're grieving over something which is indestructible, imperishable. Because your relationship with that person was with the indweller in the body, not with the body. We have heard the examples before that when I come to your house, my relationship is with you, the indweller of the house, and not the house itself. So when you move out of that house and some other developer comes and destroy your house, I don't get heartbroken. Because I know my friend who used to live in that house is safe somewhere. He said the same way, when you start seeing this indweller in the body is the one who is indestructible, imperishable, all-pervading, then you will not grieve over the death of this body. Just because I know my friend's house is not my friend, that does not mean that my friend doesn't have any responsibility towards upkeeping that house. Same way Bhagavan said, this relationship, you and your body, is like that of you and your house. Therefore, there is nothing to grieve about when that body dies. That's basically the gist of what we have learned so far. But then, where is the contradiction which I experience in my day-to-day experience? It's in day-to-day experience, I never feel that I am immortal. I never think that I am almighty, all-pervading. So all these teachings is still not my own knowledge. And that's because the basic misunderstanding we have, which one, we think that the body has the soul. This body has the soul in it. Swamiji says it is the soul which has this body. Once I change that paradigm, then not that this body has the soul, and therefore I'm so protective of my life that nobody can take my life away. Once I say, my soul has this body, and I may have in past many bodies before this body have taken, and many bodies I may have to fulfill my vasanas which are unfulfilled in this body, then I will have a very different perspective about myself. They say the seekers who contemplate on this fact, which is taught by sages after sages and prophets after prophets, that the self is indestructible. Your very nature is to exist. That once you contemplate on that, and when you have a glimpse of that reality, once you realize that this body is not me, this body is my possession, at that time of realization, it is such an awestruck experience for any seeker. So that ascharyavat pasyati kaschidenam. Some get so awestruck by it that they are dumbfounded. There are no words to say. Therefore, the silence is the biggest communicator in that state. And Swamiji very jokingly said, there's electrical yoga, One that Pandit put the finger in the outlet and Swamiji said, I put the finger. There is no words required. It's only some expression, A lot of our chanting, the hymn, klim, which do not any meaningful words in it. They're just an expression of that experience. So, Ascharyavat Pasyati Kaschidenam. Some see that experience awestruck by it. Ascharyavat Vadati Tathevacha Anyaha. But some other try to explain that wonderful experience. They may succeed in transmitting that knowledge to you or not, but they give it a try. This is what our sages have done. Even though that experience is inexplicable, they made all efforts to explain to us what it is like. It is something like Niagara Falls or Grand Canyon. We still try to describe it to our friends. So some ascharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyaha. Some come back and try to explain. Ascharyavat vachainam anyaha shrunoti. Some just listen with wonder. Srutva apiyenam vedana chaiva kaschet. That's what we are. We have heard over and over and over again from Swamiji's and his guru and his guru and his guru and his guru. From the lineage of the sages, what is the nature of the self? However, it's not easy to understand. None understand. We can listen about this, we can hear about this, but till you contemplate on it, and till you experience yourself, none can understand it. Intellect is the only instrument I have right now to understand anything in this world. So anything which you explain to me, I'll use my intellect to decipher that information and make that knowledge my own. But we have heard before from these sages that this knowledge is incomprehensible to the intellect. The intellect is the product of our ignorance. That ignorance which created this duality between I and the world and created ego, intellect is product of that duality. So as long as I use that instrument, which is the very product of ignorance about myself, the self cannot be realized. And we have used the Swami Dhirananda's example over and over again. A battery in the flashlight cannot be seen in the same light of that flashlight. Everything else in the room can be seen through that flashlight. So everything else in this world can be understood by us through our intellect, but not the very source of my intellect, which is the self, cannot be understood. Therefore, Arjuna should not be harshly judged because he is not understanding. Because this, even after hearing it, it is not possible for anyone to understand it. Srutva api enam vedana chaiva kaschit. This is where Bhagavan ends this topic. He has been explaining this topic from the beginning to Arjuna, that only thing you have to understand is this self is indestructible. This body is destructible. You identifying with this body has become mortal because your identification is with this body. But your identification should be with the soul which possesses this body. That adjustment you have to make in your understanding of this world. So the next verse literally concludes that topic we have so far we have been talking about in various ways. Dehi nityam avadyo ayam. Dehe sarvasya bharata. It is not that the self in the good people is indestructible. It is not that the self in the sentient being is indestructible. It is not that the self in only the highly evolved human being is destructible. It is indestructible in any being. The easiness of this is indestructible. So Bhagavan says, Dehi nityam avadya nityam, always. avadyo ayam dehe sarvasya bharata. This dehi indweller in the bodies of all the beings is always, forever, indestructible in all cases, no exception. Tasmat sarvani bhutani natvam sochitum arhasi. Therefore, he said, you should not grieve over the destruction of any being, not just your cousins and not just your grandparents and your teachers, but any being getting destroyed in this world, you should not grieve over them, because the self in them still remains indestructible. We have heard in one of the comments that Arjuna was not concerned about the akshoni of the senas getting destroyed. He was only concerned about his cousins and teachers and relatives. This is what we typically have. We hear the death obituary column in newspaper every day, 365 days a year. Are we grieving over them? No. It's only the death in my family, death of someone I know, someone I relate to, I grieve over that. Just as I don't grieve over all the people dying in the United States every day, I should not be grieving over anything that is getting destroyed in this world. Because the essence of all things and being is everlasting, all-pervading, one existence. Swadharmam api chaveksha na vikampitam arhasi dharmyat hi yuddhat shreyaha anyat kshatriyasya na vidyate. Now looking at it from a completely different perspective, he says, even looking at from your own duties perspective. So far we have said that because the self indestructible, therefore you should not be grieving over this destruction and death of the beings, your own or others. Now how do I continue working in this world with that understanding? Bhagavan said, even just look at it from a very narrow perspective, what your duty is. If your duty is to fight this war, fight this battle, then you should not be grieving over what the consequences would be. Who gets hurt in the process? We obviously know wars are not really very pretty, but there are times you have to wage war. Obama said, we'll not go back to Iraq ever again. This is it. He's back there, right? On the cover of Economist, it says, back in Iraq. Because he vowed that we will bring all my troops back, we'll leave it to the Iraqis to run their country. But situation demands that you go back and do what you didn't want to do. So if your duty demands something which you think is not conducive from your liking, you still have to do that. And therefore he said, looking at your own duty, that you should not waver from performing your actions. It's your duty. I cannot turn pacifist on the day I'm supposed to face my enemies in the battlefield. If you wanted to be pacifist, you had all your life before you joined the army to decide that, and somebody made you a general. So Bhagavan said, thinking about your duty also, you should not waver from performing the actions which are appropriate to your duties. Dharmyat hi yuddhat shreyaha anyat kshatriyasya na vidyate. For a kshatriya, now coming directly to Arjuna. For a kshatriya, there is no greater duty than fighting a righteous war. So he said, from any perspective, even from the most philosophical perspective, from a cosmic perspective, or from a very narrow perspective, there is never a exception in performing your own duties. Once you've taken that role, there is no escape hatch for not performing your duties. So you must perform your duties. That was the message.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve bhadrani pasyantu ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.